the rest of the story. Summer 2003, Lisa Ferguson was on vacation in Seminole, Florida, had returned from a swim to her hotel room when her cell phone rang. The stranger's voice said, "My name is Don Smith, and I've just received instructions from your son, Roger, to contact his home." Lisa, who had not heard from her boy in 5 years, was first stunned, then overjoyed. "How did you find me?" she asked Mr. Smith. But as the gentleman, also excited, recited the sequence of events leading to this magical moment, his words were overwhelmed in Lisa's ears by a torrent of emotion and a flood of memories of this wonderful young man. Growing up in Fairfield, Ohio, Roger was a happy child whom everyone loved, who made everyone laugh, and who lived for football and baseball and boating and the outdoors. Roger loved bikes. First bicycles, then dirt bikes, then off-road three-wheelers, and eventually came the question most parents of the adventuresome dread: when could he have his first full-size motorcycle? Mom and Dad didn't want an argument, much less a family fight that would send their son out of their lives forever. So they employed delay tactics, said, "Okay, when you're 21, or fine, as long as you can buy the motorcycle yourself." Roger took it all quite seriously, decided to get a bank loan. Turned out to be a lot harder than the fast-maturing young man had imagined. And Mom and Dad were not about to help with the purchase of such a dangerous piece of machinery. So it happened in July 1998 that Roger left home and never came back. Not one word from him until July 2003. That's when St. Petersburg, Florida resident Don Smith received a message from Roger, a note actually, stuffed into a soft drink bottle that he'd found floating in the canal behind his home. The note said, "If you find this, write to me," and it gave his Ohio address. The bottle had been tossed from a pier in Clearwater, December 27, 1984, when Roger, vacationing with his family, was 7 years young. You see, Roger got that motorcycle. He'd had it 5 weeks when he and it collided head-on with a pickup truck, July 10, 1998. He was 21. But then Roger's mother, trying to escape yet another sad anniversary, went to Florida and astonished received, as she called it, this gift. Born on the same breath that fills the sails of all mariners forlorn and sweeps them home again. For once upon the sort of experience that's often forgot, a 7-year-old boy and his mother stood on a pier in Clearwater, Florida, and the mother said, "Don't throw that soda bottle in the water. We'll be fined for littering." But she's oh so happy now that on that day, her little boy got his way. Because now, you know the rest of the story.